We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS, and this is Rutherford Issues.
Welcome back in as we continue Rutherford Issues on WGNS AM/FM. Time to talk about great things going on with the legal aid folks here, Andre Chrisman and also Amy Luna joining us here in studio. And Andre, said all the great things going on. It seems like it never stops with legal aid, huh?
Yes, yeah, so we're busy again, even with the new year coming into being. And we're not wasting any time trying to reach out to the community and help. So
informational sessions coming up here as well. We want to talk about those. And then Amy's got something special to talk about coming up this Saturday. So we want to spend some time talking about that in just a second. But first, what is legal aid? What does legal aid do for those in the community?
Well, legal aid, we provide general free civil legal assistance to individuals who are low income to help them get the basic necessities of life. We do a lot of work in terms of access to benefits. We do issues with housing, helping with those who are facing eviction in public housing with Section 8 vouchers. We handle a good amount of domestic family law issues, domestic violence cases, some orders of protection. We deal with some limited consumer issues, those who have some credit card debts and are facing judgments in those cases. A lot of TennCare Medicaid cutoffs. Individuals who need qualified income trust to qualify for certain long-term TennCare care. We do living wills, health care powers of attorneys, just a number of things to help those both who are elderly and low income get access to some of the basic benefits they need.
Amy, tell us about what's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, we are having a Wills for Heroes event, along with working for the Legal Aid Society. I'm a member of the Tennessee Bar Association Young Lawyers Division, and as a representative of that, I'm presenting this Wills for Heroes event. And what that is where attorneys volunteer their time to come and prepare wills, advanced healthcare directives for heroes. And heroes are firefighters, police officers, EMS, people in the line of duty. And unfortunately, but fortunately, all of our appointments are gone. The heroes we will be serving at least 65 heroes and or their spouses. So, but I am in need of a few more volunteers, attorneys throughout the day, and or witnesses and notaries. So this event is going to be taking place this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Our last appointment is at 3, which would end at 4. And if you are able to help, if you would contact me at 615-890-0905, and I will let people know those times that are needed. Really needed it in the morning, though, for certain. But this is a great event and a way for attorneys, notaries, witnesses to give back to those who give to us every day.
Is this a first-time event?
Last year, this is the first time that we're doing it in Smyrna, Tennessee. Last year, we did it here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And the year before that, we did it in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. But as you know, you build momentum every year. And we served about 20 to 30 people the first and second year. But this year, we were full last week at our appointments, and I've got a waiting list. So if you are a hero and you have an appointment, please make sure you make that or contact me to let me know so I can let someone else get that appointment slot.
Maybe an opportunity to further grow that down the road, too.
Yes, who knows? Yes. I mean, we hope to, the Tennessee Bar Association hopes to continue this type of event, and we hope next year it will do it there again in Smyrna, Tennessee, since we had such a great, great response to that.
Awesome. Andre, I know you want to talk about something that is special coming up on January 20th, just to try to get another segment of our community at least in the know about legal aid.
Yes, we've written letters to over 258 pastors, churches, and church organizations in Rutherford and Cannon County, and we're trying to have an informational meeting this Friday, the 20th, January 20th at 6 o'clock at Higher Ground Worship Center, which is located at 2424 Yearwood Avenue here in Murfreesboro. And at this meeting, we've prepared packets that kind of give people a general insight. We have kind of an outline of what we do at Legal Aid, because a lot of people don't know the work that we do. And then we have information concerning our annual statement, contributors, things of that nature, some stories that individuals and some of these pastors and religious organizations can see, who we're helping, some of the lives that we have touched. We think that this also is a crucial meeting because along with being the managing attorney at the Legal Aid Society, I also serve as a pastor in the community. And one of the things that I think it's kind of parallel with the mission of Jesus Christ was helping those who are less fortunate and in need. And that's a lot of what we do at Legal Aid. So we hope that we'll have a turnout and that pastors, will, if they cannot come, that they'll send a representative to the meeting so that we can spread the message about what we do. And hopefully they can in turn spread that to their parishioners.
This first time that you've ever reached out to this segment, I guess?
It is. On this scale, it is. I've talked to a pastor here, there, or whatnot, but in terms of this mass scale, trying to educate another segment of our community about what we do and the lives that have been impacted, haven't done this before. So,
if anybody would like more information, contact you about the event this Friday or just any general information about Legal Aid, what are the best ways to get in contact?
Sure. Contact us at our general phone line, 615-890-0905, and you can get the message to me. I also give my personal cell. My personal cell is 615-335-3182, and either one of those ways would be a good way to get in touch with me.
Very good. Anything else you wanted to pass along?
I would like to say this. Our executive director is just approved, and so this is in the works. I've talked with my church. I've talked with the local office, but we are about to launch, hopefully next month, which would be Saturday, February the 18th, I believe, at Higher Ground Worship Center in partnership with the churches. And one of the things we were going to announce at the meeting this Friday, a Saturday free legal clinic. A number of individuals who approach us at the free legal clinic, and Amy and I, we staff that at least once a month at the Greenhouse Ministries, which occurs every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. But I've had some people say, well, Andre, you know, I work, I have these odd hours, and I'm just not able to get to the particular clinic during that time. And so said, are there any Saturday options? So we worked with our executive director, told him our vision, and I thank Gary for believing in us and giving us the latitude, and he gave us permission to have a free Saturday legal clinic at our church, and we hope to start that the first Saturday next month, first third Saturday next month, and we're looking at the hours of 10 to 12.
So it would be a monthly thing, maybe?
It would be a monthly clinic. It
wow.
sure would.
Yes. Well, great. Yeah. Once you get everything nailed down on that, why don't you come back and talk to us about it?
We would love to.
All right. Andre, appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. Amy, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Andre Christman and Amy Luna joining us to talk about Legal Aid Society here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. When we come back, we will have much more. Carrie Boylan joins us, and she's got an exciting segment of the show coming up.
Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro. Southeastern Tire.